Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Dalid. Daf Dalid, and we are on Gimel, Ellie's good. We are on Gimel Mabez. We just got to the two dots, but just a couple of points on the last Gemara that we did. So we finally came up with an answer to Rav Papa's question of, we have some avos that have its toldos similar to it, and some not. Some toldos are ka'avos, and some are not. So which are which? So the Gemara ended up saying, after a discussion of a blot and a half, that generally all toldos are like avos. And the one exception that the Gemara was able to come up with was sroros. Sroros, where the animal is walking, and a rock shoots out from under the animal's foot, and damages a kli of a person. So that, the Gemara calls, is a halach l'moshe b'Sinai, and it is ragel. It is regel, because it's the normal way of the animal acting. but it's chatzi nezek. Even though regel is usually nezek shalem, chatzi nezek is something reserved for keren, but that is the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Rashi is pretty clear that the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is that this is regel, and this is mamon, and not knas. That's a Rashi Shita. In the middle of Rashi Bachatzi Nezek, Rashi says, "Dehilchas akemirala lamosha misinai demamona huvalo knas." Meaning the Chatzi Nezek aspect is not part of the halacha l'moshe misinai. It's the mamonus who, right? That it's not a knas, that it is mamon, that's the halacha l'moshe misinai. The marshal in the back, under the marshal, and also the rush, both assume that it must be lav dafka. Can't be. What do you mean? The halacha l'moshe misinai is that is regel? That's about the defining the category. That's not part of the halacha l'moshe misinai. The halacha l'moshe misinai is that you pay Chatzi Nezek. This is regel, and regel is supposed to be that you would have known me svara, and that's supposed to be nezek shalem. The halacha l'moshe m'Sinai comes and tells me that it is chatzi nezek. The Rush says, "Hatakamar lach hilchaza gemira la demamonahu lahado boy hilchaza demamela mamonahu kiven de toldo de regel have the ikar halacha lachatzi nezek gemiri." The ikar halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is chatzi nezek. So it's machlokas really between Rashi and the Rush. What would I have known? This case of sroros is a toldo of regel by myself. And just the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is the chatzi nezek, that's the rush. Or no, I wouldn't have even known that this is a tolda of regel. Number one. Number two, the netziv. It's an important netziv related to this issue. And that is, where's the netziv? The netziv is in the Kidmas Ha'emek. Kidmas Ha'emek is the netziv's hakdama to his commentary on the Shiltos. On the first page of the Kidmas Ha'emek, he's discussing Torah Shebal Peh, the different parts of Torah Shebal Peh, and he points out that the Rambam has splits all of Torah Shebal Peh into five parts, one of them being Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai. And the Rambam in the Hakdama to Birshim Mishnayis lifts off all the Halacha L'moshe M'Sinais. And there are many, many, many Halacha L'moshe M'Sinais that are missing from the list. So the Chavos Yair and others, they all ask on the Rambam, what's the Rambam doing? There are so many Halacha L'moshe M'Sinais in the Gemara that is not on the list. One of them right here, Sroros. The Rambam doesn't have Sroros on the list. So where is it? So the Netziv suggests that the Rambam has a different sheet up about this than Rashi. Whenever the Gemara says Hilchasa Gemirila in the Gemara, the Rambam says the Netziv does not think that means Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai. Rashi automatically, as you see, says L'moshe M'Sinai. But the Rambam and the Netziv proves from many places, this being the first one, that Hilchasa Gemirila in the Gemara does not mean Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai. Only when the Gemara says Be'emes Amru or Beferish says Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai, that's what the Rambam thinks is Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai. So that's an important shita just in terms of categorization. So the Rambam would not call Sroros a Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai. He would just call it it's a Halacha that we have a Mesorah about, but Lav Dafka, that it is a Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Hamava Vahever. So my Mave, what is Mave? So that's what we alluded to already earlier on this Amud. What does Mave mean? Shor, we know what it is. Well, Machlokas, exactly what Shor is. Bor, we know what it is. Mave, Hever, we know is Esh. So what's Mave? So that's the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. The Meiri says, Eilu de'ril kim. There's no really any Machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel. They're just trying to figure out the best shot of the word, and the true shot of the word. V'yavah b'shin l'nim psak, in l'anub b'machlokazu, dinu dvarim, the divrei shneihem amitiim hei mitzad atzman. We're gonna have a shir on elu ve'elu, not for now. Mikal makom lenyin bira sugya muchachas karav. But he thinks Rav is right. So kadeshi yashar kol al kolav shabot. The Meiri likes Rav, even though he points out that there's really no machlokas between no nafkamina between the two. So what is Mave? So Rav amar Mave za adam, Ushmuel amar Mave za shein. Rav says Mave is adam, and Shmuel says it is Shein. Rav Amar Mave za Adam. Where does Rav say get it from that Adam is included in Mave? Dichsiv. Pasuk says Amar Shomer. Asa Boker Vegam Laila Im Tiv Ayun Be'ayu. So you see, it's talking about Amar Shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, Asa Boker, the morning comes, the Geula is coming, Rashi explains, Vegam Laila, and Choshech is coming for the Rishayim, Im Tiv Ayun Be'ayu. If you ask forgiveness, then, and you daven, so then you'll get it. So you see, the Lashon of Tiv Ayun and Maveh is a Lashon of referring to something that Adam is doing. That is Shitas Rav, that Maveh is Adam. Shmuel, Ushmuel Amar Maveh Zeh Shein. Maveh is referring to Shein, one of the parts of Shor, as we'll see. So why is it not included in Shor? We'll see. Amar Ushmuel Amar Maveh Zeh Shein. Tachziv, Eich Nech Pesu Esav. How was Esav searched out? Niv'u Matzpunav. Right? And is his hidden items were revealed. My mashma, how do you translate that? Can the Patargim Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef translates, Echdein Ispalesh Esav, how was Esav searched out? Isgalein Mitmarohi. Right? His treasures have been revealed. That's the machlokos to Rav Shmuel. 2 points. Number one, why didn't it just say Adam? Why didn't it just say Adam? According to Rav, Maveh is Adam. So why didn't it just say Adam in the Mishnah? Wouldn't that be simpler? So the Netziv writes, now in his commentary, on right here, Bava Kamen Rome Sada, the Netziv says, you know why? Because Maveh means Tfila. Maveh means Tfila, right? In Tivayun Bayu. And the Mahus of a person is Tadavin. That's the message of Maveh. You don't think this is a Netziv thought. But the Rome Sada says right here, that's why he says, that's why he says it. Shohayalo, I'm sorry. Umishabachi kari leimava hainu mispalel. Right, because that's part of what a person must do. A person has to daven throughout his life to be protected from all the mikrim, to be protected from all of the everything that occurs. And therefore, that's why he says that's why he calls it maveh, to give us that hint that davening is an inherent part of who we are. And now you don't only have it in the Netziv, but you have it in the Ali Shur. Revolbi writes in Ali Shur on page Chavdalad. First volume, Pesach of Dalad, he says, he's talking about the definition of a person, of an Adam. So he talks about Adameh and Adama. He says, Maveh za Adam, haya echon me arba avos nezikin. Adam betivo mazik, muad la'olam bein arba bein yashin. On the one hand, Adam is mazik. Adam is one of the avos nezikin. We're going to have later on in the Mishnah, it's beferish. So on the one hand, we're naturally a mazik. Adam hamazik. That's not just saying we sometimes damage, but b'mahutam, right? Darkam lahazik. So that's on the one hand. But on the other hand, you have Adam is maveh. Maveh is included Adam, which means Adam davens. And Adam uses his capabilities to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Revolbi says, ha-mispalel hamazik, davar no rahu ha-adam. Right, Adam has these opposite forces, that on the one hand we're an Adam Amazik, and on the other hand we're Maveh. We are someone who David could reach towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our job. That's our job, to take all of these competing forces and put them together and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with them. So that's Maveh Zeh Adam, that's Netziv, and that's the Ali Shur. A little important Tosas here. Tosas says in Kedem B'Targum Rav Yosef. This is back now to Shmuel. Shmuel says Maveh Shein. And how do we know it? Based on the Targum that Rav Yosef says. So why is Rav Yosef busy giving Tirgumim? Gemara has this many times. That Rav Yosef explains the Pasuk. So it says Tosfos, Nakad Rav Yosef Lefisha Yabaki B'Targum. Because he was the expert. He was the expert in translations. Rav Yosef was. Lo Kedepirish Ba'alma. And don't explain it like the Velt explains it. Don't explain why Rav Yosef is a Valtia like everyone else does. Meaning why? Lefisha Haya Sagi Nahar. Because Rav Yosef was blind. Udivarim shebichsav iata rashe lomer alpe. And the halacha is that just like you're not allowed to write down Torah shebalpe, you're not allowed to say balpe Torah shebichsav. That's not the reason. That's not the reason. He was blind, and therefore he couldn't read real Torah. It would have been balpe. That's why he did translations. He says that's not the reason why he's involved in translations. Mokachai betargim. Why? Why isn't that a good shot? To be shem eis lasos amar hasam shdeshari ve'en lecha eis lasos godom izeh. Because we know, why did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi write down the Mishnah in the first place and violate that principle of Dvarim Shabal Peh, Yitav Rishalom and Bechsav, and vice versa, Gemara and Meseches Gittin? Why do you violate? Because Eis Lasos. Because you don't have a choice. Ain Brera. So if you're blind, Ain Brera. There's no greater Ain Brera than that. So don't tell me that Rav Yosef was just involved in this because you know, he didn't want to violate the Isser. He would be, it would be allowed to violate the Isser of Devarim, Devarim Shebaal Peh. But what do you see from Rav Yosef here, from Tosfos here, an important point, and that is the principle of not writing down Torah Shebaal Peh, or not saying Torah Shebichsav Baal Peh, applies even to Nevi'im and Ksuvim, or at least Nevi'im. Right, because what is Tosfos? We're talking about a Pesukim in Yeshayahu and Ovadia here. Right, so obviously it applies to Nevi'im. So this is a big discussion in Maseches Temura. Maseches Temura Daf Yudalid, which is where the sugya comes up. Tosfos there asks, how you allowed to, how do we allow to daven in the morning? Sugya the Zimra. Right, what does Baal Peh mean? Baal Peh means not in a cloth. That's what it says. Saying something Baal Peh means, even if I say it from a chumash, that's considered Baal Peh. So how could I daven in the morning? Say all those prakim of Tehillim. Isn't that so? Answers Tosfos, two answers. Number one, to in lahakpid rak mashakasa b'chumash. First answer is that it only applies to Torah. So that's why you still have to explain Shema, still have to explain Az Yashir, still have to explain other parts. But number one is only applies to chumash against this Tosfos here. So continues Tosfos, amnam kasha heche karina vayosh Hashem v'kriya Shema. So v'yesh lomer. Then Tosfos has his answer, to in lahakpid ela b'davar shemutzi achir midei chovasa. The only kpeda is when you're trying to be motzi somebody else. But if you are just saying it yourself, not a problem. In other words, so took it as I'm saying it myself, so it's not a problem. But what might still be a problem is haftorah. Haftorah. If you don't read it from a cloth. If you don't read haftorah from a cloth, that's why the post can say that if the chad is not reading it from a cloth, one should say the haftorah to themselves. One should not be yotzei when you hear from the the Torah talks about this, but you should be yotzei because of this base, this line in Tosfos that you're not allowed to be motzi somebody baal peh, you know, if you're by Dvarim Shebichsav. So by everything else, by Az Yashir, you're saying it yourself. By Shema, you're saying it yourself. Only have Torah, or maybe by the Megillus. Maybe by the Megillus. If in Eretz Yisrael, they read everything from a cloth. But if you're not reading it from a cloth, and Megillus Esther, we don't have a problem. But by the other Megillus, so it could be that one should say it themselves. Okay, that.
Some shuls, they don't say that
after
that at all.
Like some shuls, shtibles. Right, maybe that's where it comes from. Right, maybe the mucker for that is right. And some shtibles, they just, the Baal Kriya says the bracha, and everyone else says it to themselves. That could be where it comes from.
What was that,
Tosfos?
I'm sorry, what
was and that? And Temura Yudalad. Temura Daf Yudalad. Just one other point I wanted to make here. Let's get the safe here. The Briskarav adds, here, that what is the svar for the machlokas about why should it only apply to Torah and why should it apply to everything? What's the difference? What's the svar of the machlokas? So the iser, maybe the reason that why it only apply to Torah, the Shin Lukubetzes there says in Temura, you know why? Because the original iser kicked in when they only had the Torah. They didn't have the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim yet. So the iser was given only then, right? The word kicked in was it's given part of Nesitas HaTorah. While the others say no, the point is that everything that is written down has a din that has to be kasuv. Nevi'im have a din, they were nitan li kasev. Ksuvim were nitan li kasev. But by the others, they weren't, right? That's why you should apply to everything. Because all of Tanakh was nitan li kasev. So that's why it wasn't only dafko, because when it was given, it was the, it only had the Torah, but really, the whole thing was nitan li kasev. Okay, let's continue now. So we have Achlokos din Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, for Rav, my type of law, Mark Shmuel, why didn't Rav say like Shmuel? Amalacha miktani niv'eh. It doesn't say niv'eh. Niv'eh means something that is revealed. Teeth are revealed. So it doesn't say niv'eh, so I don't want to say it's Shane. Shmuel, my time, alamar karav. Amalacha miktani bo'eh. It doesn't say bo'eh, which would mean what a person does himself. Mav'eh means it's causing something else to happen. So that's why each of them don't like each other. Michti, kre, lokamar daiki, lokamar daiki. So fine. Neither of the psukim themselves, you know, fits perfectly to their shita. So, Rav, my time, alamar kashmuel. So let's think svara wise. Psukim don't point to it, so svara-wise, why didn't Rav say like Shmuel? Why does Rav say Adam? So Tana Shor v'chol mila d'shor, because Rav says, what do you mean? It says Shor in the Mishnah. Shor includes Keren, Shein, and Regel. Shor includes everything. You're not going to tell me that Shor doesn't include Shein. So that's why I didn't say it. Shmuel nami hatana le Shor. Aye, Shmuel, what do you need Mavet to tell me Shein? Doesn't Shor include all parts of Shor? So Gemara says no. Two opinions. One is now, one is about in 20 lines. Amar of Yehuda, number one. Tana Shor Lakarno Umave Lashino. No, it says Shor refers to Karen, and Mave refers to Shane. Where's Regel? It's not in the Mishnah. We'll talk about it later. Vahachika Amar, and this is what the Mishnah means when it says each one has its own Mida. Lo Raya Karen Shane Hanala Zeko Karaya Shane Shane Hanala Zeko. Karen, Shor, which is Karen, You can't learn from it, because Karen does not have Hanoah when it's Mazik, to Shane, which has Hanoah when it's Mazik. And you can't learn from Shane, which does not have Kavanah Lahazik, to Karen, which is Kavanah Lahazik. As the Gemara is about to ask, and as Rashi explains, whenever you have a Lo Roizeh Kroizeh, the potential one that you're learning from is the first one mentioned. And the one that you're learning to is the second one mentioned. So according to this pshat of the Mishnah, the Gemara is saying that Karen, you don't have Hanah Lazeka. So you would have thought that only that's Chayev, but not something that has Hanah Lazeka. Or you would have thought only Shane is Chayev because it's not Kavanah Lahazik. But Karen, you wouldn't know because that's Kavanah Lahazik. That's what the Gemara is about to ask. It's a Kal Vachomer. Of course you should say. But the Ravid has one line here to try to explain what the Svara is, at least in the Havamina. Why is Ein Hanah Lazeka worse? Why is it worse? Says the Ravid, because at least if you're damaging and you're getting some benefit from it, so we understand what you're doing. If you're damaging without getting any benefit, that's even worse. That's more of a mazik. You're just destroying for no reason. So that's what the Ravid here says, that it could be that that's at least the svara for the first half. She'ein anol azik, it's even worse. V'kivet tuhu mazik, v'lo ne'aneh, dinu she'yeh chayev. Aval she'ein, z'la hanasu miskavein, so maybe you wouldn't, it's not so bad. That's one svara, at least in the Havamina, but the Gemara is going to reject it in a minute. Says the Gemara. On the second line, v'lav kavachomer, what do you mean? It's a kavachomer. Uma she'ein, she'ein kavanasu lahazik. Chayiv, if Shane, which does not have any kavana to be mazik, is chayiv, Karen should kavanas alazik, lokol shekain. So surely Karen should be chayiv. So the Gemara only asks it on the second half. On the second half. Rashi says on the third line, v'hua dinami to kapara chatai makama. Right? It could have asked it on the first half. Meaning Rashi is saying that hana also, lehezeka is also more of a reason to be mechayiv than in hana lehezeka. So Rashi says the question is really on both, but the Gemara just explicates the second one. So Gemara answers, itzrich. No, you still need the chiddush. Still need the chiddush. What meaning? Kavanasa lahazik is not a raya. You're going to say kal vachomer. It's chayiv. Why? Sakatay de chamina. I might have thought miti tahavia ebed va'ama. It's like where your servant does damage. If I have an Evid that does damage, an Evid Kanani. So Evid Va'ama, Lav Afagav the Kamanasa Lahazik, Afilu Hachi Patiri, even though they have Kamana Lahazik. Let's say my Evid goes and damages. They have Kamana Lahazik. Are they Chayiv? No, Evid's not Chayiv in anything. And the owner is also Putter. So that's a case of Kamanasa Lahazik, and yet you're Putter. What do you see? This is the Mishnah later on. Rashi quotes the Mishnah later on in Daf Pei Zayin. Ha'Evid Vaha'isha, Piki Asan Ra'a. When you get involved with an Eved or a woman, then getting involved with them is bad for you. Because Achova ben Chayiv, if you damage or wound them, you're Chayiv. But if they do something, they're Pater. Because they don't have their own bank account, and the Adon, or the Baal, is not going to be responsible. So says the Gemara, so you see, Kavanas al-Hazik is not a Raya, that you're automatically going to be Chayiv. Avagat al hazik afilu achipitiri, achanavi loshna. So why do you have to throw out the svara? Right here, it's just like you see, Kavanas al-Hazik is not a reason to be Mechayiv, so you can't say the Kavachomer, so there's no problem. The Maharam, here in the back, notes that only the second question is answered. Assuming, like Rashi, that the question of the Gemara is on both sides, that Kavanas al-Hazik should be a reason to be Mechayiv, and Hanal al-Hazik is a reason to be Mechayiv, so why did the Gemara only answer the second one, and not the first one? So the Maharam says, this is something that I've discussed in yeshiva for many, many years. I remember when I used to do this when I was a young man. He says, "Vani pirashti sug yezu b'derech limud ha'yeshiva b'derech nachon ma'od v'karvel apshat." He says, "Let me explain." Once the Gemara proves that kavanasa lahazik is not enough, so what do you see? You see, you don't have to be putter based. You're not going to be chayav just based on your pure logic. Saying, once the Gemara proves that Kavanas al-Hazik is not a reason to be Mechayev, then the Gemara is basically saying, don't go based on your logic in terms of Chiyuvin for Mazikin. That's what the Gemara means, and therefore that applies to both. Ratzalomar, Heichna Niyach HaSvara HaPshuta. The Gemara's question was, how can you leave the Svara that Kavanas al-Hazik is more of a reason to be Mechayev? The Gemara answers, Ulitfos Hafuch. Where are we? Oh, so, Kiva Shekavanas al-Hazik, Eni Yochel HaShomru, Heifach Me'asvara HaPshuta, Veheishiv Ravashi, I'm sorry, I guess I skipped a line here. Hachanami hachalo nucha lilmo b'kavachomer Karen Mishain. Kivish yish lanu svara, sha Karen yish lepotro, mitad the kivish kavanas alhazik, eni yochol shomro, hefak mea svara hapshuta. Just like here, by kavanas alhazik, you're saying the opposite of the svara hapshuta. So to my analyze, you'll say opposite from the svara hapshuta. That's what the Gemara, That's what the Gemara means. Even though it only relates to one, it really could be related to the other. So that's what the Gemara says. That's why maybe the Leman is still good. So the Gemara says, no, come on. Amar Ravashi, Atu Eved va'Amma laftime Arabe Isbehu. There's a good reason why by Eved and Amma, the master is not going to have to pay. Well, we're going to see right now. What's the reason? So the Gemara gives a svara. We'll see on what level is this svara. Shema yakni tenu rabo. Maybe the Eved is going to be really mad at his master. And he's going to say, I want to get you. So he's going to go light a fire to the neighbors, and the master's going to have to pay for it. Right? He's going to cause problems. So that's why there's a reason. It's not that Kavanos Lahazik is not a reason to be Mechayev. Of course that's a reason to be Mechayev. But it's just that there's a separate reason why in the Eved case you're going to be Pater. The Pashtus is, this sounds like a Din D'Rabbanan. That's a simple reading. That's what the Meiri says. Meaning, Mida Oraisa, if my Eved damages, I have to pay for it. Just like if my animal damages, any of my property damages, so the Eved is owned by me, so I have to pay for it. And Mida Rabbanan, Chazal said, what are you going to do? He's going to make you crazy. He's going to dry up your bank account. So that's the Pashtus of the Pasuk. That's the Meiri here. The Meiri says that the davar zet takanis chachamim hu gzeira shem yakni tenu rabo. He adds, v'shem haTorah b'shogeg yischayvu b'ilam. What if it was by accident? At least there's you. If it's a din d'rabbanan, and maybe you should say it's yischayvu b'ilam. So the answer is no. You can't have such chilukim. He'll be meramen. He'll be amazed. He'll say it was b'shogeg. So you can't function like that. But that's the Meiri. It's a din d'rabbanan. But if you look in the Rambam seems to say that this is a din d'oraisa. Even it says, even though it says here, Shema Yakni Tenu, it doesn't say the word Gzeira. If you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this in Perek Aleph Tes in Hilchas Geneva, Aleph Tes in Geneva, the Rambam says, Ha'evet Sheganav Pater Menakefel, Uba'alav Pturin. An Evet that steals is Pater. The Ba'alam are Pater. Why? She'ein Adam Chayiv al Nizke Avadav. Relates to what we discussed the first day also. That Nezik and Geneva, Rabbi Yon and the tour. But a person is not chayiv on the damages caused by his eved. Af al pi shehein mamono, even though they're his money. Why? Mipnei sheyesh bahen da'as. Ve'eno yachol l'shamran. They have their own das. It's not like an animal who has no das. So that's your responsibility. But here, the eved has his own das, and you can't guard it. She'im yachi senu rabo yelech v'yalech gadish be'elof dinar. V'kiyotzi b'mishar nizakin. The Rambam doesn't sound like this is a svar on the Rabbanan level. He sounds like mida oraisa. You have no responsibility to guard it, and it's impossible to guard it because he has his own das. Machlokas the mir in the Rambam, so it seems to be a din d'oraisa. What's the bir hadavar? What's the machlokas? Again, says the Evan Ozel or Mr. Zalman. Maybe it's about the hakir that we mentioned a number of times already yesterday and the day before. What is the machai of why a person generally has to pay for his property damages? When his property damages, is it because of choser shmira? Because of the lack of my guarding it? So then you're going to be pater here, Daraisa, because it's impossible to guard. But if you say it's based on Maisa Hezek, just like if I damage, I have to pay for it. So if my animal damages, then I have to pay for that Maisa Hezek. So then it could be that here too, this is a Maisa Hezek. Midarabanan, you're not going to be responsible. But Midaraisa, you're going to be responsible. So that could be the machlokas again between the Meiri and the Rambam, suggestive Isazam. Okay, let's continue. So Gemara says, so we knocked out the limud. According to the Rambam, there's no pater. It's a svar. It's a daraisa svar. So elaparachachi. So the Gemara says, okay, just switch around the limudim. Switch around the side so it fits. Lo raya karen shekavanas lahazik. Raya shen shekavanas lahazik. Again, within Shmuel. Shmuel says that karen shor is karen and mav is shen. So that's just switch it around. So karen, which is kavanas lahazik, you can't learn from to shen, which is ain't kavanas lahazik. Lo raya shen sheish kana lahazika. Karaya karen shen kana lahazika. Fine. So now the Gemara asks, v'regel mai. So where's regel? According to Shmuel. Regal Shirei, they left it out. The Gemara says, no, Kishahizik Chav HaMazik L'Suya Regal. That line in the Mishnah includes Regal. Tosis points out, this is not the line from our first Mishnah, because that's needed to teach me that you have to pay Mimetav Haaretz, but it's referring to the next Mishnah, which has the same exact line on Daf Tes. Velisti Badei, so why didn't just say it? Right, Shane has a word that it's being referred to, and Karen has a word. So why does Regal get a raw deal? Regal doesn't get a separate Av. So, rejection. Ella Amarava Nupshat in Shmuel. Tana Sharla Raglo Umavilashino. Mavishain, like we said. But Karen, Shar is Regel. I mean, Karen's left out. We'll see why. V'lachikamar, La Raya Regel Shezeko Matsi Korea Shechain Azeko Matsui. Right, so that's the limud. Regel and Shein are in the Mishnah. The Karen Maishairei. So why is Karen left out? Because she's a chavamazik lasuya Karen. Just like we said before, the next phrase in the next Mishnah really refers to Karen. Listi bahadei. Why isn't Karen listed beferish in the Mishnah? B'muadin mitzchilasan kamari b'tamin l'basaf muadin lo kamari. The Mishnah is only listing off muads. Muads, things that are muad from the beginning. Karen has different stages. It has tam for the first three times and then muad. So that's why that's a different type of av hanezek, and that's why it's not in the Mishnah. Fine, so we explained Shmuel. So that's all why, it all started though with why Rav doesn't say like Shmuel. Rav doesn't say like Shmuel because Shor includes all three. I had a Shmuel defend himself, da da da. That's what we just explained. But now we have to say the other side. Ushmuel, my time alama karav. Why did Shmuel say like Rav? Why did Shmuel say that Mave means Adam? So Amalacha, no, Isak Adaitach Adam Haktani Seifa. No, because the next Mishnah has it. Shara Muad Vashara Mazik, Vershusan Isik Vaha Adam. The Mishnah later on in this parak already says Adam Beferish. So you don't have to say Mav is Adam. But listen, Bereisha. So why isn't it? Why is Adam pushed off to later? Why isn't that in the first Mishnah? So my answers. Beniske Mamon Kamairi, Beniske Gufa Lo Kamairi. No, because the Mishnah in the first Mishnah only listing Niske Mamon, where your property damages, but not Beniske Gufa, where you damaged. Fine, so it's a different type of Nezek, right? Niske Mamon and Adam Amazek. So not listing Adam Amazek. Asking about 1 second of a Rav Nami Akhtani Adam Besefa. So why does Rav have two Adams now? Rav has Mavez Adam, and he has Adam later on. So Amalacha Rav, Hahu Lemechshevei Bahadi Muadan Uda'asa. Right? It puts it there because it wants to put it with the other Muads as well. You're right, it says it here, but it also wants to put it with the other muads. That's why it puts it there. Rashi says on the second wide line, the Ketani Chamisha Tamna Chamisha Muadin Khashav Luvazil, it lists off again all the muads together, so that's why it puts it on the list. So then how do you read the Mishnah? Back to Rav. So Rav says Mave is Adam. So how do you read the Mishnah when the Mishnah is classifying each Av? So Hachika Amar, this is what it means. What's the uniqueness of Adam? Lo roi hashor shemeshalim esakofer. If you just had shor in the Mishnah, which according to Rav includes all three, Keretin and Regel, shor in the Mishnah, you wouldn't be able to learn Adam from shor. Because why shor? Shor pays kofer. If your ox kills an eved, he has to pay if kills a person, he has to pay kofar. Kareya Adam Shemishalam is a kofar. And after all, if a person kills a person, he doesn't pay kofar. Right? He gets Chayamisa, or he goes to Galus if it's Peshogeg. So that's why you wouldn't be able to learn Adam from Shor. And the opposite, Flori Ha Adam, Shachaiba Dal Dvarim, Kareya Shor Shain Dal Dvarim. And also, if you just had Adam, you wouldn't be able to learn Shor, because Adam, when Adam damages, right, he's chayv in the four things, right, not just Nezek, but Sar, Ripu, Sheves, and Boshes, right, he's chayv in the other items when he is Chovel B'chaveros. That's why you wouldn't be able to learn Adam to Shor. Tosas is the obvious question. What is the Gemara saying? If you just had Shor, if your ox kills somebody, you have to pay a special payment. And you wouldn't be able to learn that, but if to Adam. Why? Because Adam has a kula that if a person kills a person, then he wouldn't be chayv to pay. Hello, why is a person potter from paying? Yeah, because he's getting killed, not because he's potter. So yes, Tosa Sikray Adam Hiksharivah my chumrizu. This is a chumra. Hi, the in Mishalim is a kovr Mishim to Kimli b'drabah bine. What are you talking about? You're not potter. Yeah, but what's the Gemara talking about? You're potter because of Kimli. Of course, you're chayiv. It's worse. It's worse if a person kills a person, not that an animal kills a person. The only reason you're potter is because of Kimli b'drabah bine. So what's the So what's the Gemara talking about? So it's unclear exactly. Tosfos has one or possibly two answers. Va'omeri de'la pirchi klal. Tosfos answered, no. De'lo miftar mishim kimblei b'derabim inei. V'kanami lo shak lahaskir tana de bechizkiya. He says, it's not really potter because of kimblei. And then he brings in tana de bechizkiya. What's tana de bechizkiya? That's in ksubis lamen hei. It's in babakama lamen hei. Right, tana de bechizkiya means kimblei works even if you did it b'shogeg. The halacha is, if you're mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, for example. Let's say I didn't know it was Shabbos, and I shoot an arrow that goes from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Right? So, it's a Nisa Daraisa, Hotsa'a. And at the second that it crosses the border, it goes through somebody's shirt. So I'm Chayav Misa, and I'm Chayav Mammon at the same exact moment. That's Kimlev D'Avinei. The halacha is, even if I don't know it was Shabbos, therefore I'm B'shogeg, I'm not Chayav Misa, you still say Kimlev D'Avinei, and I'm still Pater Mina Mammonis. That's Tanu Dvei Chizkiyas Chiddush. Lo Chilaktaba, B'Shogeg Lamezid, B'Derech Yerid L'Derech Aliyah. Right? You're always Pater. So that's what Tosfos answers. And therefore you see from Tadda Bechizkiya that you're potter even if you don't get the onesh, even if you don't get the punishment. So what's the Havamina, what's the Maskana here? So there's a major discussion in Kilei D'Rabbanei, how does Kilei D'Rabbanei work? When I say, if I'm Chayav Misan, I'm Chayav Mamon, I'm only going to get killed, but I'm not going to have to pay, why is that? Is that because I have a Chayav to pay, but I just don't have to, because I am getting a bigger punishment? Or do you say, no, that Kimlei not only subsumes the Onesh, but it subsumes the Chayav itself? And if I have a Chayav Misa, the Chayav Mamon doesn't even get off the ground. It's looked at as if I'm not even Mechayav the Mamon. So maybe those two ideas is the kasha and the Taras of Tosis. Tosis says, what are you talking about? Kimlei, of course you're chayiv. You're just not paying. Meaning, what it the Havah means that there's a chayiv there. The chayiv here, you're just getting killed, but of course there's a chayiv. So how can you, in terms of lumdas, learning one from the other, of course you can learn one from the other. There's a chayiv mamon here, by people too. What's the answer of Tosis? The Tosis may mean, no. The chayiv disappears. Where do you know that from? Tanit Mechizkiya. Tanit Mechizkiya is the greatest raya that's not about subsuming onshim, because they don't even get an onesh by Tanit Mechizkiya by Shogeg. What is it? It's just a din of subsuming maisim or subsuming chiyuvim, whichever way you want to say it, and that is a raya that the chiyuv disappears. And ironically, because there's no chiyuv mamon, therefore that would be a chumra by shor and a kula by adam. You're right, to get it off the ground is because of kimlei, but still, that could still be classified by the Gemara as a chumra and a kula. Reb Chaim and other Achronim write that there might be two types of Kimlei. One type of Kimlei which subsumes the Onesh, and one that subsumes the Chiyuvin. For example, Reb Chaim notes in Gracha Lashas, Kuf Yud Ches, that there are two sources in the Gemara given for Kimlei. Right, one source is Parsha Mishpatim, Dmei Vlados. If two people are fighting and one of them, you know, hits a pregnant woman and they lose the baby, so he has to pay as long as the mother didn't die. But if the mother died, then you have to pay for the babies. That's one makar. The other makar is kiseitse, mishem risha ach, tei risha so, mishem risha achas ata machayvo v'yeta machayvo mishem shtei rishayos. You only get one punishment, not two. So Reb Chaim talks about there are really two types of kimlei. One by misa and mamon, and one by malchus and mamon. Right? Kimlei is applied to both. By misa and mamon, you're going to get killed, so you don't have to pay. So that's the Dmei Vlados one. And that might be because you're getting killed, you're getting the punishment, so you don't get paid. But the other one, Mishem Risha Achat at the Machayvo, that's a separate marker, that's by Malkus and Mamon. If you're getting whipped, you're not going to pay. So again, those are two types of Kimlei, and you might say one of them, they work differently. You might say they work differently. Okay? That's Kimlei, but now we have to continue. Says the Gemara. Now back to the pshat of the Mishnah. The common denominator in all of these avos is that they all are derech to be mazik. V'chishar darkon lahazik. Ashar is derech to be mazik. Is that true? B'muad. Yeah, by muad. After three times, it's darkon lahazik. U'muad darkon lahazik. Is a muad darkon lahazik? That's the Gemara's question. He already did it three times. So the Nachlas David, as one of the Achronim said, no, still, even after three times, it's not considered teva. It's that you have to guard it. But it's not considered teva, and he's medayik even in the Gemara. And later on, Daf Tezvav talks about whether a shor is becheskas shimur or lav becheskas shimur. Naturally, the Gemara's lashon there, he says, is meduyik. The Gemara the Gemara there says lav becheskas shimur kaimi. Even the more machmer shiter is that it's not becheskas shimur. The Gemara does not say becheskas lav shimur kaimi. It just says lav becheskas shimur, which means even once something's a muad, it's not the same as bor, which is tchilat hasiyasa lahezik, or a fire, which is, you know, damaging right away. So even a shor, which is a muad, so that's the Gemara's question here. Is it darko lahazik? So the Gemara answers, yeah, it's enough. Given da'ayayat orcheyu, yeah. By a muad, it's already considered enough, at least, even if it's unnatural. Adam darko lahazik, if it's natural for an adam to be mazik, right, because again, the Mishnah defines, categorize all of them as darko lahazik. So does that apply by adam? Yeah, by yashin, by a sleeping person. Yashi darko lahazik, is it what a sleeping person is darko to do damage? Yeah, keep it the kaifu pashit urchayu. Because people stretch during their sleep without realizing it, so it's the derech to damage. You might do damage without even thinking, right? Like the Yerushalmi discusses here. Let's say you go to sleep next to a vase, so it's your fault, right? So you wake up and the vase is broken. It's your fault. The Tosas it says though, what if you went to sleep and then somebody else put a vase next to you while you were sleeping and then you broke it? Then that's not your problem. Then you're pater. That's Tosas Shita here in Dibur Maskil Kivan. Why? Because it's the guy's fault. The owner of the vase's fault that he put it next to you. This is, I alluded to this yesterday, but this is Tosas Lashitaso. Tosas later on in Daf Chav Zayin and Mabez, Tosas holds that when the Gemara Mishnah says that later on, Adam Muad La'olam, Adam is a Muad, there's a limit. Except by Onis Gamor. Tosas Shita is by Onis Gamor, even Adam is Pater. That's Shita Tosas, that's what he says here. By Onis Gamor, somebody puts the vase next to you. You know, so then that's not your fault. That's Tosas. The Ramban argues with Tosas. The Ramban Ibn Metzia, Daf Pei Beis, says that no. Adam is chayiv even by Onis Gomer. No matter what. Why does the Yerushalmi say you're putter if the guy puts his vase next to you? Because it's his fault. Not because the Adam wouldn't be chayiv by Onis Gomer. It's because the owner of this vase did it himself and it's his fault. He was Poshea. If he was Poshea, that's why you're not responsible. What's the Nafkamina? Rishon Zalman says, let's say Reuven puts Shimon's vase next to you. So you're going to be putter for Peg Shimon. So there is Reuven's Pshia, but you're right, he's not going to be chayiv because he didn't do the damage. You did the damage. So in that, that's Nafkamina. According to Tosfos, he'd still be putter because it's Onis Gomer. But according to the Rabban, says Rishon Zalman, what's the whole Svara that the Rabban says to explain the Yerushalmi? Because it's the owner's own fault. But here the owner didn't do it. It was somebody else that put the vase there. So if somebody else put the vase there, Rishon Zalman thinks that according to the Rabban, you'd be chayiv in that case.
Who would be chayiv? The Yashin?
The Yashin would be chayiv. Because Adam Ur La'olam, Adam is chayiv, even my Onis. Should he be chayiv? That's a question. Should he be chayiv? Just because somebody is posheya doesn't automatically mean that he's going to be chayiv. Let's say I go and leave your fence open. I leave your fence open so your animal walks out. But then after the animal walks out, somebody comes and his car hits the animal. So who pays? The guy who left the door open or the guy who hit the animal? So I was posheya. You're right, but it could be that the guy who did the action of hezek is going to be chayiv.
Maybe it's grandma.
Okay, maybe it's grandma. Grandma, but he's not going to spot her. I'm not going to spot. Okay, Viter says the Gemara of Shmira Asar Alecha. The language of the Mishnah is all of these Shmira is upon you. Adam Shmira Skufo Alafu. What do you mean their Shmira is upon you? A person has to watch himself. What do you mean Shmira Asar Alecha in third person? The Gemara says a little Taimeh. We have the same problem with a Brisa. Hadatani Karna. Karna has a Brisa. Arba Avos Nezikin. Adam Echanayan. Adam Shmira Skufo Alafu. Again, the same question. Adam has Shmira Skufo on him? Right? Again, the discussion is Adam based on Maisa Hezek or Choser Shmira? Even a person is Choser Shmira? So, Ella, Kedamali Rabbi Avalatana. So, you have to switch the Lashon. Tini Adam Shmira's Gufo Alav. The Mishnah should say, by Adam Shmira's Gufo is upon him. Hachanami Tini Adam Shmira's Gufo Alav. So, in the Bryson, and the Mishnah switched the Lashon when it's referring to Adam. So, Maskev Larav Mari, Ve'ema Maveza Mayim. So, we have a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what's Mave? Whether it's Adam or whether it's Shane. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's Mayim. Kitachsiv, the Pasuk says, Kikdoach Eish Hamasim, Mayim Tiva Eish. So you see a lesson of Tiva when it comes to Mayim. So maybe Mav is Mayim when you damage with water. How do you damage with water? So Rashi says, you throw water to the street and somebody comes and slips on it. That's Rashi. So Tosas, what are you talking about? That would be a case of Bor. That would be bor. That can't be the case. So Tosa says, no, it's talking about a case where you did something, just mentioned grama, some type of koach sheni. You did something with the water, and then as the water goes, like you throw water one way, and then it goes down the slope the other way, and it damages as it's happening, as it's going down. If you threw water on somebody, that's adam amazik. That's kocho, Tosa says. But it must be some type of koach sheni. Some type of koach sheni, says Tosa. Does it sound like Aish? Aish is koach, a natural wind, koach kamurabo. Right. If you would have to take it in mind, if you knew it would happen, so maybe that would be a koach acher. Koach acher also starts immediately during your action. Grum is a little different. Grum starts afterwards. Grum, if you have a koach acher that only starts working after your action, so then it might not be a koach acher. That's what the Rishonim discussed, the difference between grum and koach acher. It's a fine line. You have to figure out what's the difference. But one of the differences, what?
It's like
gravity, right? Right, gravity sounds right. Or winds.
Right.
Okay, but anyway, you have to work it out what exactly the case of Mayim is. The Gemara anyway rejects it and says, Miksiv Mayim Niv'u. Does the Lashon, is the word in the Pasuk plural that it would be referring to Mayim? Tiveh Eishsiv. So Tiveh is going on Eish. So the Gemara says, okay. So Vazal Rav Zvivim and Mav is Eish. Okay, so maybe it's Eish. Dechik Siv Tiveh Beishu Lechsiv. So the Gemara says, no. Ihachi Mayim Mavavah Hever. So then what? Hever is already Eish. So how can Mava be Eish? And if it's explaining the previous word, then there's only three. There's not four. Tana Shor de Isbeitarti. Aye, maybe it's referring to Shor, which has at least two in it, according to Shmuel. So Ihachi lo zevezeh sheish bahen ruachayim. Eish my ruachayim is bay. What do you mean? The Mishnah then says everything up until now has a ruachayim, has a live spirit in it. So Eish doesn't have a real live spirit. There's only people and animals. The Su, my Kahari Eish, but also it says Eish Beferish later on in the Mishnah. So again, for all these reasons, we reject that it's Eish, so it ends up being a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Period. Okay, here we go. Tani Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia says, Shlosha Asar Avos Ezekin. There are 13 Avos Ezekin. Right, not just four, there's nine more. What are the nine more? Shomer Chinam, Vahashon, Otsisachar, Vasocher, all the Dalit Shomrim. The Dalit Shomrim that if they don't watch, they are going to be chayiv. So obviously, we've discussed Maisa Hezek versus Choser Shmira. These are for sure Choser Shmira, right? And they're being called Avos Mezikin, right? If I just don't watch properly, Tosas points out that the order is unusual, but the Gemara does this many times. Why doesn't it say, if you want to go up in responsibility, you should say Shomer Chinam, Shomer Slachar, Sochar, and Shoel? But it puts Shomer Chinam and Shoel first, because those two are the extremes. Shomer Chinam is always Pater, except for Pshia. Shoel is always Chayiv, except for Mesa Machos Malacha and Bailavim. Okay, that's what he puts those four in order. Nezek, Tzar, Yipi, Shevis, and Moshes. And then the five payments of Chovel, Vir Badam Asisan, so Yedem Ola Patleser, 13. Tani done my time alotani hani. So why didn't our Mishnah mention these extra nine? Mishnah ala Shmuel beniski mama kamari beniski guvalo kamari. According to Shmuel, it's fine because it's on the in our Mishnah. It only mentions niske mamon, meaning Adam Hamazik is not in the Mishnah. So that's why Rav Oshia in his brisa lists all the things that a person does. But in the Mishnah, right, Mave is Shein, according to Shmuel. El Rav listed, but according to Rav, Adam's already in the Mishnah, so what's the difference? So Tana Adam, Chomili to Adam, you're right, Adam includes everything in the Mishnah. Rav Oshia Nami, Hatan Li Adam, so why did Rav Oshia explicate it? If Adam in the Mishnah includes all of these anyway, so why does he have to explicate it? So Shrek Avni Adam, no, he has two types of Adam. Tana Adam to Azik Adam. In the Brisa, it's a case of Adam that's Mazik Adam. But Tana Adam to Azik Shor, right? The Brisa has the Chovel, which is the five for wounding. And the Mishnah is about Adam to Azik Shor. The Mishnah is a case of Adam, but and there are different dinim. We're gonna get to Niske Gufa. We're gonna get to that. Okay. I'm sorry. What? Which one? Oh, the previous line.
Yeah.
Previous line. Niske Gufa. That means if the person is Mazik.
Shomer Chinam.
No, that in the Brisa it is. The Brisa would. That question the Brisa is going to ask that in a minute. So, Ihachi, Sharnami, Lisni. So, what you're saying, there are two categories of Adam, so say two categories of Shar. Listi, Trey, Gavni, Shar. Listi, Shar, Dazak, Shar, Listi, Shar, Dazak, Adam. So, why do you say two categories of Shar? So, the Brisa says, no. Hi, Mai. There's a big difference. Bishlam, Adam, Dazak, Shar. Why by Adam should you say two categories? Because they're a different dinim. By when a person damages property, Nezek, Kudu, Mishalim, he only pays Nezek. Adam, Dazak, Adam, Mishalim, Dalad, Varim. But by Chovel, you pay five payments. So El Ashar, Mali Shar Dazak Shar, Mali Shar Dazak Adam, Idi Vidi, Nezakut Mishalim. But by Shar, it's all the same halacha, so who cares what a Shar damages? So now the Gemara asked your question. Vashamachinim, Vashon, 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 by the Shomrim, the Adam Dazak Shar Huvaktani. Right, the Shomrim are Adam Da'azik Shor, a person damaging someone else's property, and it's in the Brisa. I thought the chilik was that the Mishnah talks about a person damaging property, and the Brisa is about a person damaging a person. So the Gemara answers, you're right, but there's still a difference. Tani Azeka be a daim, the Ktani Azeka de Memela. There's a difference between Mazik be a daim and Mazik de Memela, meaning in the Mishnah is about where the person damages with his hands. Masha Enkein, you're right, Shomrim are Avos Nezikin, but they're not Mazikin. Right, this relates to a little bit the shita of the Rambam of Poshea Kemazik. The Rambam says when you're Poshea, you're like the category of a Mazik, which maybe we'll talk a little bit about tomorrow if we have time. But that's Tani Hazeka B'Yadai, but Tani Hazeka D'Bemela. That is explaining all of Reb Oshia's Brisa. Let's at least read Reb Chiya's, and then Reb Chiya's Brisa, every word we can have a big discussion of. Let's at least read it, and then we'll start with it tomorrow. Yeah, no question?
When does Kofar apply?
Kofar?
Kofar.
Kofar is when a person kills somebody. Kofar, if it it's only by Misa, not by any Nezikin. But only by Misa. Kofar is only by Misa. Kofar is...
killing what?
A person.
A person, but not an animal killing another animal. There's no Kofar.
Right. Animal killing animal, there's no...
But the Gemara just said there's no difference. What's the difference if an animal...
But Kofar might not be part of a Nezik payment. Might not be part of a Nezik payment. That might be a Kapara payment. Okay. Might be a Kapara payment. Tani Rabbi Chiya. So Rabbi Chiya says, Esrim Barbavos Nezikin. There are 24 Avos Nezikin. Okay, we just got one minute, and then we'll stop. Reb Chiya says there are 24 Avos Nezikin, and again, each of these are fascinating. Tashlume Kefel, the Tashlume Dalad Vehei, the Ganef, the Gazlan. What do you mean Ganef? Isn't Ganef Kefel? So the Karen of Geneva. What's the relationship between the Karen of Geneva and the Kefel of Geneva? Those two payments. Let's talk about it. The Gazlan. Oh, Ganef and Gazlan are two separate ones. They're not the same. The Edom Zomamin. Edom Zomamin is a mazik. Tosis is going to talk about it. What do you mean Edom Zomamin? Isn't it kasher zomam lo kasher asa? And if they did it already, then they're not chayiv. So what do you mean that they're a mazik? When are they mazik? When they actually did it, they're potter. So we're going to have to talk about Edom Zomamin. V'ha'ones v'ha'mafate u'moti shemra v'ha'metame. If you go over and are metame, you put a dead body on your friend's truma. V'ha'medame you create meduma. Right? Meduma, if you create, you take your friend's chulin and you put truma into it and you mix it up. And now it has truma and chulin mixed up. It is. You take your friend's wine and you pour it to avodah zarah. You create yayinesech. Right? And you, all of these, v'hani t'leisar, and the 13 above, ha esrim arba. So these make up 20, these make up all 24. So again, we're going to have a lot of discussions tomorrow. We have to start off with, what's the relationship between Karen and Kefel of Geneva? What's the relationship between Geneva and Gezela? What's the relationship between Geneva and Toin Tainas Ganav, which is going to come up here as well. Those are the three discussions we have to start. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow's Amid Beis is very short, but we'll stop here. Okay.
At the end of the day, is there any nafkaminas?